96.5 Allison are recognizing women in our community that make a difference every day with Heroes in Heels, powered by
the law firm of Andrea Aiden, your experienced and compassionate family law specialist. Learn more at AidenLaw.net. Is this Joe?
It is.
Joe, it's Bill and Chris and Andrea Aiden from the law offices of Andrea Aiden. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Joe Lowen, of course, is the hostess with the mostest with Bully Sports Bar and Grill. We're going to learn more about Joe here in
Bullies.
Just a little bit, but let's bring Andrea on with us. Andrea, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, Andrea, you know what? I love it that you're doing this with us. We introduce you to another great woman in our community that is doing incredible things. We call it our Hero in Heels. Why was it so important for you to be part of this program?
Yeah, when you guys brought this program to me, it just spoke to me. Being a woman in this community, it's really important to me that women promote and encourage other women. So I was like, I have to be a part of this. And
Amen.
Every time that we do this show, it's just been so rewarding to learn about these women and talk about them and let the community know what they're doing. And to be a part of it has really, truly just been an honor.
We have had several nominees over the last few weeks for this woman, Jo Lowen. And she is the hostess with the mostest with Bullies.
Opening the first Bullies Sports Bar and Grill in 1994, Jo Lowen thought it would just be a small mom-and-pop restaurant. 27 years and 11 locations later, Jo has left her mark on the Northern Nevada community permanently. Nurturing her desire to provide sports fans a friendly neighborhood atmosphere that they can bring their whole family to, she has spent the last 27 years fostering the pillars of community, family, and, of course, being home to the best wings in town.
No doubt. Jo Lowen is our Hero in Heels for today. Jo, good morning to you.
Woo, woo, woo.
Good morning.
Jo,
I'm
you know, I have to say this, and when I say that we have had multiple nominations for you, I am not joking, because you have a lot of thankful employees at Bullies. And over this last year and a half of dealing with the pandemic, the number one thing that we hear is Jo kept this place afloat, and I'm still working here because of Jo, because it is that family atmosphere.
And man, are these chicken wings good.
Right, exactly. Jo, let's talk about this, because this is a labor of love for you. Of course, you and your late husband started Bullies back in 1994. And, you know, take us back to that time when your then husband came to you and said, hey, babe, let's start a sports bar. How did that go down?
Well, yeah, it was it started with his love of sports. And I was just supporting my husband at the time. And who knew 27 years later that he wouldn't be here and I would be, you know, still carrying the torch. But, yeah, it was crazy. We had our daughter a month after the first location opened, and nobody was more surprised than us that it wasn't just a mom-and-pop shop, that it turned into multiple locations. It just seemed to keep growing. People liked the concept, and we kept giving people what they wanted.
You know, after your husband passed, unfortunately, back in 2009, and I loved Paul. Everybody in this town loved Paul. You kept the restaurant. You took the reins of the restaurant and kept it going, and also through the most traumatic time of the pandemic. Let's talk about that. What was it like being a business owner going through the pandemic?
Pretty crazy. From one day to the next, you never knew what was going to happen. You know, constantly waiting to hear, you know, what the governor was going to say and what the mandates were. Kind of bobbing and weaving, trying to, you know, figure things out on a daily basis. You know, the precautions that you needed to take and trying to keep as many people employed through that crazy time as possible. Unfortunately, I still don't think it's over. I mean, we're still trying to navigate.
Yeah. Business has changed, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I got a question for you though, Jo. If you were if you weren't slinging wings anymore at 11 different locations, what where would you have been? Like, where would you have landed? What do you think your career path was going to be?
That's actually a good question.
Back in the 90s.
I was a pre-med student at the university, actually.
Are you serious? Wow.
I'm serious. Yeah,
you would have been a success no matter what you did.
Well, not necessarily, but, you know, who knew I was going to land here and be running sports bars? But it's
funny.
27 years later, it worked.
We're glad you did. And you said you were pregnant at the time. You guys kind of had a certain process towards kids, right? You don't mind if a kid comes to the bar.
Oh, no, absolutely not. We're very family friendly. And I think that's one of the things that a lot of the people that are moving into this area don't realize. I mean, they look at Bullies, they see sports bar, and
right.
assume that it's just a bar. We're very family friendly. Always have been.
Always have been.
Grew very organically, you know, from the time our daughter was on my hip. She got too big. We needed to bring in high chairs. After she learned to crawl out of the high chair, we
you brought a baby to a bar?
Opened an arcade.
Hey, from the char grill burgers that you have there at Bully's, including the wings, what is your favorite thing on the Bully's menu after all these years?
Oh, that's a tough one. I have to say, our macho nachos.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go try that. I don't think I've ever had the nachos. I always go wings.
All right, well, the Packers-Steelers game is coming up this Sunday afternoon. I always love going to Bullies, and plus your Bloody Mary specials on Sunday are over the top, too. Andrea's probably like, I want to go right now.
I know. What are we doing?
Yes.
Hey, Joe Lowen is our hero of the heels this week, proudly presented by the law offices of Andrea Aiden. Joe, we appreciate everything that you do for our community, and we look forward to many, many, many more years of Bullies.
Thank you very much.
The most music and the